Big day here in Baltimore. It's opening day, the home opener, even though the Orioles have already performed well on the road. We're going to see what the hometown fans have to say about their performance. And for that, the Orioles have scheduled quite a day of entertainment. Joining me is Greg Bader, Vice President of Communications and Marketing for the Orioles. Greg, how does the day start from a fan standpoint?
Well, the gates open at noon, which is 3 hours before the first pitch, which it's typically 2 hours. So fans will have a little bit extra time to come in, and we'll be able to accommodate the extremely large crowd that we're anticipating. Around 1:10 or so, we're expecting to begin airing the movie, The Buckle Up Birds, an underdog story, which is the 2012 highlight video. It runs a little more than an hour and 10 minutes, and fans who've seen it have said that it really captures the magic that took place here in 2012. So this will be our final look at 12 before we move into 2013. I think the ending is appropriate. To be continued is the ending of that movie, and as soon as that ends, we'll start our 2013 opening day festivities and get this ball rolling.
Then, from a seating standpoint, what time would you like the fans in their seats?
We certainly encourage fans to come and watch the movie, but we would really hope that fans are in their seat by 2:30. We want to make sure that by the time we get to our pregame ceremonies and player introductions, that the seating bowl is packed and the atmosphere is the same as it was for those postseason games. Our players still talk about what a chill they got those two games, game one and game two against the Yankees, and hoping we can kind of recapture some of that enthusiasm on opening day.
What happens when the orange carpet gets unfurled?
Well, that's the signal that we're not too far away from player introductions, and we'll have some of the coaching staff introduced from the dugouts, but as is tradition here at Oriole Park, the players, the starting lineup and the non-starters will actually be introduced from center field, and they'll run down the orange carpet. And there's a new addition this year to the festivities. We actually have flame towers that are similar if fans have attended Ravens games. It's similar to that type of introduction, so it should create a little added excitement.
What about the national anthem today?
The national anthem will be sung by Rolando Sanz. He's a operatic tenor who sang the national anthem last year on opening day, and we thought that it was such a good omen for the 2012 season. Why not bring him back to sing in 2013? He did such a beautiful job.
I know the buzz around the ballpark has been, who's going to throw out the first pitch? Well, Greg?
It's something that we're not going to announce before the game. I think fans will see that what we've done with the first pitch ceremony this year is most appropriate for this season, and we think fans will appreciate the gesture.
Male or female?
Can't give away any secrets yet, but I can tell you that we've thought long and hard about this, and we believe very strongly that this is something our fans will appreciate.
All right, not giving away any of the hometown secrets, Greg Bader. Thanks.
Thank you, John.